This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, longtime fixture in the conservative movement, pioneer of the direct mail concept in campaigning, and he's now the chairman of conservativehq.com. We want to get his reaction to a few more Republican establishment candidates going down to defeat, some of them in a big surprise, in Tuesday's final round of primaries before the November 2nd midterm elections. And Richard, it's always great to have you with us.
My pleasure, as always, Greg. These are exciting times. I've been involved in national politics for almost 50 years, and I never saw before, Greg, how we could turn everything around and go back to the vision of our founders. I said I could slow things down under a Reagan or a Gingrich takeover of Congress in 94, but never turn things around. Today, I feel God may have given us one more chance to save America. It's just a very exciting time.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the races that we saw yesterday before we get to the larger picture of what happened in this primary season and may happen in November. The big news, of course, is the win for Christine O'Donnell over the establishment favorite Michael Castle in Delaware. A lot of Republicans, even after she was declared the winner, such as Karl Rove and some other figures in the national party establishment, saying that she was of low character, couldn't win in November. This was just a terrible thing for the party. What do you make of what happened in Delaware?
Well, first of all, the Republican establishment, the kingmakers like Karl Rove, John Cornyn, the former kingmakers, I should say, are in panic mode. They've pushed the panic button. They literally lost control of the Republican Party. No one sees them as leaders anymore, and they're in meltdown. Rove's appearance last night on Fox was a meltdown, and I've never seen him like that before. We've been saying, as principled conservatives for, the better part of 2 years, that the times they are changing, and people are angry at the lack of leadership from the Republican leaders, so they've decided to take charge and provide that leadership. So, of course, Christine O'Donnell last night was just one New York governor's race, and, of course, that was preceded by wins in Kentucky and Colorado and Alaska and Utah and just many, many, many places. So I think the guard is shifting in the Republican Party. The old leaders are going out. They're going to go out not with a whimper. They're going to go out with temper tantrums like we saw from Karl Rove last night and John Cornyn, who initially said he wasn't going to help Christine O'Donnell win and had to, under so much pressure, reverse that. So we're in a fight now for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, and it appears that the conservatives are clearly have the upper hand.
Richard, let's put one little hypothetical out there. Let's say that they're right, the critics of Christine O'Donnell are right in one thing, and that she doesn't happen to win come November. If that happens, was it still worth it to put her in the nomination ahead of Michael Castle, or would it have been better to put someone in who wouldn't make conservatives very happy a lot of the time, but probably wouldn't make them as frustrated as a Democrat?
Absolutely. As Jim DeMint said, he'd rather have 30 principled conservative senators than 60 liberal Republicans. We saw what happened when the Congress is populated, dominated by big government Republicans. The American people revolted in 2006, revolted in 2008. They do not like big government Republicans. And so getting a rhino out, a Republican in name only, is certainly worth the cause. Maybe sometimes you have to take a short-term loss to have a long-term gain. Look at Barry Goldwater, 1964, took a devastating loss, but it changed American politics, and conservatives are where they are now today because Barry Goldwater ran a losing race. I was talking to Barry Goldwater Jr. Friday night at the 50th reunion of Young Americans for Freedom, and he told me that he had a speech there that he showed me from his father saying that he knew he was not going to win the presidency in 1964 when he announced for it in January of 64, but he did it to launch the conservative movement. And sometimes you have to take a short-term loss to gain a long-term. I do not believe that it's for certain that Christina is going to lose. I think she's got an excellent chance of winning. But either way, it's a positive and a gain for the conservative cause.
Richard, obviously you'll need quite a few Republicans to win either this cycle or in the coming cycles to fulfill what you were talking about in your first response. And that's what you see as really a new era in American politics potentially dawning here, not one where just Republicans and conservatives are able to slow the growth of government, but really go back to founding principles. Explain how you envision that unfolding.
We have a long battle ahead of us, Greg. And I speak a fair amount to Tea Party groups that I'm speaking in a little bit later to 50 conservative youth leaders later today. And I will tell them, as I tell everybody that I speak to, that it is important to win the political battles, 2010, 2012, but that is almost secondary to something else. We have lost, ever since Franklin Roosevelt, we have lost the economic culture, we have lost the political culture in this country, and we must change that, because except for the military, every major institution in America is arrayed against conservatives. Higher education, lower education, big business, Wall Street, unions, Hollywood, the media, nonprofit community, organized religion, the legal community. And so it's a humongous task that we have ahead of us there. And it begins with changing the Congress, changing the state capitals. And it's all happening because there is a revolt at the grassroots level. I have a major concern that, is the Tea Party movement going to stay engaged? Previously, when we've had victories, conservatives did not stay engaged. They went back to their communities, went back to their churches, and did not stay involved. But if we can keep them involved, as I think they will, because the stakes are so high, that we're in for a long 20, 30, 40-year battle to turn America around.
Richard, if Republicans are able to get control of at least one chamber of commerce, obviously the next couple of years we'll see quite a bit of friction between Capitol Hill and the White House. What does this new conservative movement need to articulate over the next couple of years in order to really convey to the American people what they're all about for the long term, not just in reaction to what's happened over the past couple of years?
Excellent point, Greg. We need to articulate a vision for the future. If the American people entrust us with power, the principal conservatives, we need to draw for them a picture of what America will be like. And it will be an America that is responsible for our children and grandchildren, and returns America to the the vision that our founders laid out here. Small government, where people are responsible for their own decisions, where government has not declared war on big business, which is the engine for our economy and for jobs. Individual responsibility. We want to change the union control of education that is ruining the lives of millions of children. Nobody's more so than the inner city youths. Schools are turning out functional illiterate stuff. So we're going to lay out a very detailed plan of what it will be like if America does entrust conservatives with the levers of power. And I think this will be a very exciting document and vision for the American people, because what we've been presented with for the last 75 years has failed miserably.
Richard, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us. Thank you.
My pleasure, Greg. Bye.
Richard Viguerie, longtime fixture in the conservative movement, pioneer of the direct mail form of political campaigning, and he's the chairman currently of conservativehq.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.